Hey, stay nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here on this Thursday morning, February 26th. Hey, 2026. Very first stop of this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in for the latest postcast edition of this podcast here, folks, and getting straight on into it here. Folks, Louisiana walks off K-State last night there to sweep the K-State Wildcats there 3-2 last night there after K-State tied it with a 2-run home run themselves, thanks to, in part, Grant Gallagher in the top of the ninth inning. And then, of course, Louisiana comes back on their own in response to that and ends the game there at that. And Louisiana is apparently on a 7-game winning streak. And now your Wildcats, led by head coach Pete Hughes, now has dropped the last two after coming off of winning two of three in Arlington. So things kind of flummeled there a little bit there. In that 2-game series, you don't walk away with a split. You walk away getting swept there. But I guess now the bright thing is now, after what, 9 games of the 2026 season early, now you are coming home for a 2-game set. We'll talk about that here. We're getting right into the press release here by Pete Hughes last night. Quote, good effort by our team tonight. It was a disappointing result. We lost that game many times before that last swing. That one will sting for a while, as it should, but our guys are tough enough to learn from these games and will bounce back. We look forward to coming home, end quote there. So you're going to have to try to in the snide this weekend at home, where it's going to be your first series, whether it's 2 or 3 games, in this case 2. Columbia comes calling this weekend, and actually that's tomorrow. That's tomorrow and Saturday. It's not your typical usual weekend series. That's going to be your Friday and Saturday there as well in the ball game there. Here's what we take a look inside the box score. Get into the box score right now. Louisiana 3, K-State 2. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where that's football all the way to your ranked men's and women's indoor track and field team. I cannot talk this morning. Big 12 championship meet going down for them tomorrow. I'll talk about that more when I sit down and record tomorrow after a little change up in the morning. But anyways, yeah, Louisiana, they're 7-2. So apparently they started 0-2, and now they have won, reeled off 7 straight, as I just said moments ago. And K-State started off this thing, the season, what, 5-1? Five and one. Now you've dropped. Now you're 6-3. You came in here. Yeah, you came in this series 6-1, and now you dropped your last two there, as Bryce Wilson gets his first win, got the credit with the win, his first of the season, and Cohen Feaser got hit with the loss here in the game. Yeah, Grant Gallagher tied it in the top of the ninth inning. it looked like to be. In reality here, fortunate enough, yeah, we still lost the game, but fortunate enough, K-State did not get shut out, because they got shut out last night in last night's game. So they dodged a big bullet, no offense really, into the ninth inning there. Grant Gallagher, 2-run homer, tied the game. It was a Grant Gallagher show, actually. Let me back up for a minute. Yeah, Grant Gallagher had driven in all the runs in this game. That's my NASCAR group. But anyways, yeah, so Grant Gallagher drove in all the runs. So let's go through the box score here. Louisiana struck first in the bottom of the first there, and then K-State tied it in the sixth, Grant Gallagher, and then Louisiana took. So it was a wild last two innings. Then K-State tied it in the sixth, 1-1, and then that tie was unbroken in the bottom of the eighth, and then Grant Gallagher responded again with a game-tying home run, and that was it. Actually, this went in extras, actually. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this went in extras, so that is my fault. But, yeah, so that's where my head is at this morning. But, yeah, so this went a little deeper than I thought. Now, I don't know. K-State usually does better. Yeah, so I'm surprised they didn't update this to 11 innings. For whatever reason, they did not. But, yeah, so what we got here is Louisiana scoring in the bottom of the 11th inning to win this game. But either way, K-State still lost the game. They're 3-2 last night. And now you're coming home after you started off the season with 9 straight road games there. Matthew Flores started for K-State. He went 3 2/3, gave up 4 hits, a run, walked 1, and struck out 4. Tazewell Butler, he went 4 strong out of the pen, 4 1/3. Cole Wisenbaker and Cohen Fieser, who got credited with a loss there. Cohen Fieser went 2 1/3 there for giving the game winner. Tyler Papenbrock started for Louisiana Raging Cajuns, 5 innings. Followed by Cole Flanagan, Parker Smith, and, of course, Bryce Wilson, who got the decision there for the winning decision for Louisiana in this game. Louisiana wins in extras 3-2. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, so we had to make corrections here on the show. DKDD hit leadoff last night for the Cats in this game. He went only had one hit in this game, so he went 1-for-5. Grant Gallagher had a big night. Drove in both the runs for K-State. Carlos Vasquez went hitless in this game. AJ Iskavasco, he had a hit. My guy Shantiro went 1-for-4 in the ball game. Chandler Murray, I think that's the first time we've mentioned that name here on the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Chandler Murray got the start at the other corner base, which is first base, opposite of Grant Gallagher. Chandler Murray went 1-for-4 in the game. Caden Carl started in center. Dante Lewis came on later to pinch run in the ball game there as K-State gets swept in the midweek series by Louisiana there in the game. So let's see now. Oh, I didn't even do the – let me return to that tab for a minute. Yeah, so Louisiana. Hold on a second. Louisiana. 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and despite out-hitting Louisiana, we still lost. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error committed by the Wildcats in this game right here. So, well, let me see here. So, yeah, so in extras, Hughes now, Pete Hughes, the head coach slash manager of this K-State baseball team now, his record in extra innings drops to 500 at 7-8 there as well. So, yeah, Louisiana. Yeah, so K-State on the wrong end of this series. You still haven't beaten Louisiana and at all. 3-0. Louisiana gets K-State after last night. Dramatic finish in extras there. Let me see here. I think we covered it right there as well. So now you're coming home. K-State, all right, you got to lick your wounds and get ready to open up the 2026 Twin Family home schedule, baby, against Columbia. Columbia, 0-3 coming in this weekend, at least right now, as we're sitting in course podcast on a Thursday, and then of course later on, again, depending on work stuff, again, it's out of my hands whether the crew's loading up and all of that. And also, it's like, all right, if I have to do somebody else to help do not only complete my do finish my stuff, but of course do somebody else's thing for a little bit, it's gonna depend on a lot of things. But yeah, so we'll get around to the basketball team later on. Hopefully it'll be in between that in the Thursday night run group. So we'll see how that, if not, we'll definitely get to it tomorrow for sure. And we'll definitely talk track tomorrow. That is the plan for this podcast, because track and men's track and field, men's and women's track and field team. Men's and women's track and field team. They're going to be probably headed down in Lubbock right now, or probably in Lubbock, getting ready for the Big 12 championship meet, which used to be two to three. Now they pack it into one day, so that's going to be fascinating to see. So that's going to go down tomorrow. We'll talk. Also, I'll take the time to recap the Steve Miller Invitational. Also, again, depending on what happens today, hopefully I can get the men's basketball recap in before run group. If not, I'll have to punt that. Well, I might do it after. We'll see how the day unfolds here in the show. But unfolding, finally, K-State road trip comes to a close. You finish it out, the 9-game road swing, 6-3, and now you're coming home back to Manhattan to open a Toyn Family Stadium schedule, where you obviously are a much more different team. And I expect this team, Columbia 0-3, you got to take care of this team. You got to, after getting swept by Louisiana, you got to come out and take care of your home field. And that begins tomorrow afternoon, first of two, against Columbia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast fan, free and available daily, or a chance to have record Kansas State content, football, women's basketball, men's basketball, women's volleyball, soccer, yeah, all that, men's and women's golf, so much more. Again, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, made its return last weekend following a little bit of a hiatus. So make sure if you're not tapped in already, please tap right back in to the Pearl Project Podcast. It's daily podcast. The bus don't stop on more Fridays. We keep it moving. We're going to make a little change up, a little bit, tomorrow morning. So after I do all that, I'll be back here, back at in the ET3 confines, in Kansas City, Missouri, recording track and field. That's what it's going to be about. And if I don't get to the men's basketball, what happened last night up in Boulder, which, of course, no shocker there, lost there. But wait, that happened. We'll talk about it. But anyways, yes, so definitely make sure you tap back in. Make sure you tell a fellow big-time K-State fan about this podcast. Also, there's going to be other content coming other than postcasts. We do breaking news, postcasts of every K-State athletic event. I've been doing a little bit of projects on these coordinators, getting content out of that. So we're going to be tapping back into that. Well, I'm going to be hopefully recording one more. And then, of course, tomorrow I'm going to try to take advantage of getting caught up in the EG3 podcast. Somebody's got a big race coming up. Yeah, so we better tap on in that there as well. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State gets swept by Louisiana and loses in extra innings last night. In 11 innings, Louisiana 3, K-State 2. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.